Ted Kennedy. A study by the National Cancer Institute gives a clean bill of health to nuclear power plants until you read the fine print. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a study by the National Cancer Institute examined 107 counties across the country with nuclear power plants and found no increased risk of death from cancer. So far, so good. The analysis is reassuring to citizens living near nuclear plants. But given the study's limitations, there's real concern that the full picture is still unknown. The study dealt with deaths from cancer, not the number of cancer cases. It did not consider other diseases or safety risks from nuclear plants. And using countywide data may have obscured concentrations of cancer in particular communities, especially those downwind from the reactors. You never met a nuclear plant you didn't like, Al, but even you have to admit this study is not conclusive. It's certainly not a clean bill of health for the nuclear power industry.
Ted, why not read the big print? You're just all torn up that the binding on this very thorough study by the National Cancer Institute doesn't glow in the dark. I'll bet that really sticks in your craw. But just because you don't like the clear conclusion, that is, no increased risk of death by cancer, whatever, can be tied to living near a nuclear power plant, that is no reason for you to junk the findings. Ted, the study scrutinized 900,000 deaths by cancer in 107 counties that have a nuclear facility. These were then compared against an additional 1.8 million cancer deaths in 292 counties without any nuclear plant, and it covered the period between 1950 and 1984, the most complete and massive examination on this issue ever. The National Cancer Institute has done some fine homework, and it's fall, time for you to start doing yours. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.